Thank you. Hi, Michael. Good to speak to you again. Just firstly, reflecting on the weekend, that win against Barnsley, what's your takeaways from that a couple of days on now?
Pretty similar to what most people saw in the game, I'd imagine. I had someone at the game that I respect and has been worked in football for 50 years. He's a chief scout at a game, and he gave a pretty fair reflection of what we thought. Too loose with the ball in the first half. Went too long, too quick, and then in key moments didn't have enough quality. Second half controlled the game, played much quicker, and basically the whole game was played in Barnsley's half. So in the first half we got into some good areas without too few times. When we did get into good areas, we didn't have enough quality. I think Lee's probably had the goal, which we got to do better with. Probably one shot where he's deflected with his feet. Other than that, he's not really had anything to do. So, and we created quite a few good chances during the game. So yeah, it was a game of two halves, but I think we did enough to win the game over the 9 minutes.
Are games like that difficult as a coach to review when they are so different in each half, as you said there?
Not really, because it's from my point of view, are the players stood in the right positions? Yes. Did they ever go physically? Yes, they ran around. The numbers were high again. So it's just that last little bit, that decision. If they're not stood in the right positions, then that's when we need to review it. We didn't change shape. We obviously made one change at half time, but the instructions weren't that dissimilar. Just the players carried out the instructions a little bit better. So it's difficult. It's hard to win a game. We say that all the time. People take it for granted sometimes when you go a period without a defeat. But football can change really, really quickly. You can go from hero to zero or zero to hero pretty quickly. So we've got to try and back it up now on Tuesday and go on another run ourselves.
How pleased were you with the character though of that second half? The players going off the pitch at half time, getting a fair bit of flack from the fans. I know you said there was a fair bit from you as well in the dressing room.
Yeah, it wasn't a case of teacup throwing. Just getting to, and the beauty of modern day football now is we can show them instant clips. So we have a TV in the dressing room and it's going, well, that's where we wanted to get you to, but then you've got to make a better decision. And sometimes it is because they almost want to do too well. They're so desperate to do well, they make a bad decision based on they're too anxious to get forward or they're too anxious. We have to work the ball into certain areas and then play forward based on personnel and physicality in the top end of the pitch. But when we did do that in the second half, the whole game was played in pretty much in Barnsley's top third, which is where we want to be, obviously. So it's first time we've done it, so it's something off our back, really. Probably the next one is we haven't scored a 90th minute equaliser or 90th minute goal. That's another thing that we need to look to try and do. But again, in this run, I think it's been a lack of quality rather than people down in tools and not having a go. So that's why we just need to keep encouraging them, keep showing them the pictures, telling them that they've been on a good run. They are some good players in there. We need to just believe it a little bit more sometimes.
Right now, it is just that one win on the back of a tough few games. Ironically enough, it was a win over Barnsley back in October that ended that tough run as well. And that game seems to be a catalyst for a good run on the back of it. Do you see any parallels between that period back before Christmas and this one?
If it was only that easy that we'd just go 4 months without getting beat now, and we might be all right. I think the difference in the two sort of sticky patches that we had, the one at the start, that was more down to we were literally finding ways to lose. Whereas in this little winless run that we've had, it's been more based on probably a little bit of physicality. In terms of the Northampton game, and just a bit of quality in the top third, the decision making in the top third is the hardest thing to do. But that's probably the difference in the two runs. But hopefully we've got off got the monkey off our back, and we have to try and lots of games coming up, lots of opportunities to pick up points quickly.
Josh Caroma made an instant impact off the bench. Really, how pleased were you for him getting that goal?
I thought he was good. I thought it's what you want from your subs. You want him to come on and impact the game. He'll be disappointed that he's not been starting. We felt that he'd just gone off the board a little bit. And sometimes players need to come out to re-energise them to come back in. And that's why you have a squad. You know, that's why when you look at people like Ben Wiles, who's he's played nearly every minute of every game, and it's been tough. And it's we've not had an opportunity to rest him. We are down on numbers. You look at the players unavailable. It's the list is high. But Josh, I thought not only just his goal, he took his goal really well. I think, but you talk about moments of quality. It was a brilliant through ball, and then he had the composure to run through. You know, we had a similar incident in the first half with Dion, and couldn't quite, doesn't even go down as a chance because we didn't get a shot off. But he's clean through on goal. So no, it's we're pleased for Josh. He's, I think everyone, he's been here a long time, and people know what he is. Sometimes people have a misconception, I think, because of his body language. Sometimes his body language is quite languid and looks like he doesn't care. He's the total opposite. But he does care, and hopefully he can kick on and get a few more before now and the end of the season.
On the flip side, you mentioned Dion there. From what you sort of see of him on a daily basis, where's his head at the minute? It must be so frustrating as a player coming to a new club, wanting to hit the ground running. It's just not quite working just yet for him.
Every centre forward wants to come in and hit the ground running. We want him to do the same thing, and Joe Taylor comes in, scores on his debut, and then gets injured. So it feels a little bit like that, a bit down on our luck at the minute, a little bit. Our job is to support the players. Whether they're in the team, out the team, the job is to support the players. The ones that are in the team, normally the ones you don't have to support because they're playing every week. But he wants to do well. He wants to, again, it's not a case of he's going through the motions and he doesn't care. Sometimes it just hasn't clicked for him as yet. Hopefully we can get to that point where it does. Just needs one to go in, a little bit of luck, and then hopefully they'll come flying.
With strikers, can it literally be that easy? I say easy at times, but just for one to go in and that completely changes the entire sort of complexity out there.
Yeah. We're still trying to work out Dion in terms of, obviously we know him, but we don't know him really, really well, so what makes him tick, what works for him, what doesn't. Is he an overthinker? Is he sat at home? We're not quite sure about, because we don't know that much about that in that well enough yet. So when I say the job is to support them, it's not just to be a cheerleader. It's what's the best way he learns? Is it through video analysis? Is it going through it on the grass? Is it having a chat to him? So that's sort of the support networks we're trying to do, so we get the best out of him, because he's been a proven goal scorer at the level, and we don't think he's become a bad player in 5 or 6 games.
Just team news wise, did you come through Barnsley unscathed injury wise?
Injury wise, we think we're all right. Brody's obviously suspended, so that's another body down. So yeah, we're low on numbers, but we have been for a long time. So we'll have 11 players. That's one thing. We'll definitely have 11 players. So whatever 11 we pick, we'll hopefully go down there, give a good account of themselves and win a game.
I know you said Tawanda and David Kasuma came off with cramp. I don't suppose that affects their selection for tomorrow.
No, they're fine. That's all it was cramp. They were all in yesterday for recovery, because it's going to be a tough game. People think, take a deep breath and go, it's Shrewsbury Town. They don't know the level very well. They don't know Gareth Hainsworth very well. We played Reading last week and drew 0-0. They played Reading afterwards and probably should have won the game. They started the game really, really well against Bolton on Saturday. Could have been 2 or 3 up after half an hour. So I know they ended up losing the game, but we need to go there with the right positive mindset and mentality of if it is physical or whatever they throw at us, we need to be able to deal with it better than what we did against Northampton, for example.
And they're in a different battle to what you are at the minute. They're at the bottom of the table trying to fight out of those relegation places. How tough can teams like that be that are so desperate for points, albeit in a different way to yourselves?
Well, that was the frustration at Northampton. They wanted it more than us, and it can't happen. Why are they 3 points more important to them than us? They're not. So whether we're fighting for something different to them, it's 3 points. They're hard to come by. No one comes along in football and gives you 3 points, very rarely. So we need to give a 90-minute performance, because the players have shown that they can do it. And it's getting them to do it more consistently.
Cheers, Michael. Thank you.
Shall we come to Stephen Chicken from Leo Terriers next?
Hi, Michael. Are you hopeful of getting anyone back from injury at all this week?
Not for Tuesday, no. Nigel's the next one back. He might have a chance for the weekend of some involvement. But no, we'll have the group that we had on Saturday minus Brody. That's literally everyone that's available. So yeah, it's low numbers, but we'll have 11. That's the most important bit.
Yeah. It's fair to suggest Josh Ruffles looks most likely. I'd appreciate one more to give your team away, but were you pleased with what he did on Saturday?
I thought he'd done all right. I thought, well, he was part of the second half performance, which was a pretty controlled and pretty dominant. So we've never thought Josh was a bad player. If I didn't think he was good enough, or we didn't like his personality, I wouldn't have him training with the group. That isn't the case at all. He's been a little bit unlucky in terms of he had a slower pre-season, which put him on the back foot a little bit. But there's always opportunity with football. And the good thing about Josh is he's a brilliant pro. You just need to look at him. He takes his top off. He's absolutely ripped. He trains hard. He does extra running off his own back to make sure that when and if he does get an opportunity, he's ready. Saturday was a good example. He got on the pitch. And he knew his job, he knew his roles, because we do it with all of them, not just the select few. So whatever team we pick, they should know their roles and responsibilities, and then it's up to the players to deliver performances.
I felt like with Ben Wiles on Saturday, and we've seen it a few times this season, his positioning was good a lot of the time. He was getting into the right kinds of areas, you know, getting onto the ends of balls, and finish just wasn't there. But do you feel like with someone like him even getting that goal, even by sort of by accident, really, that could provoke, you know, another little flurry out of him like we saw earlier in the season?
Part of the frustration with the first half was he was stood in some really, really good areas and we never found him.
Yeah.
Because obviously we narrow him off a little bit and he plays in that sort of like right 10 pocket. And the amount, this is what we've shown him this morning, the amount of times that we miss him out or and then he gets frustrated and he starts wandering around the pitch, which is what you don't want. You know, that's where the players need to stick to task. He needs to stay emotionally sort of controlled to stay in that pocket, because it was sucking Josh Earl down the pitch and we can get him behind. Or if Earl doesn't come tight, then you got to find him. What we kept doing is he kept finding a pocket, Earl didn't go with him, but we kept going in behind. And that's what I'm talking about, decision making. But no, hopefully, like you said, it's sort of a fluke and a not a fluke, because his job from that free kick is to aim for the par post and try and get people across the front. It's obviously a little bit of luck because it bounces three or four times, but you know, people do have his job is to aim for the back post and people's jobs is to get across the front. Obviously somebody normally heads it in, but hopefully he can get on a run now as well, because the two of them are the two top goal scorers. Have been the main source of goals this season between him and Josh, and you know, we don't care who scores, we don't care who's playing, as long as we're winning and we're scoring.
That has been the main issue really recently, hasn't it? You know, since the turn of the new year, the goals have halved. But if you can get those players, you know, as you say, everyone's concentrating on the centre forward, but it's actually the goals from elsewhere that have dried up. It's getting those kinds of players on the score sheet again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've lost a little bit of physicality at the team. You look at the players that are missing. Obviously Misha left and Matty Pearson's a big goal threat from set plays. A lot of the pace in the team in terms of Mikel, Ruskins, Nigel, Kasumu, you know, there's a lot, Joe Taylor, there's a lot of legs there, a lot of pace in the team as well. So everyone in football focuses on the negatives. It's just a human trait that people focus on the negatives. I sat here this time last week and said, you know, has anyone actually thought, well, we might win the next three? It's always, well, you haven't done this and you can't do that and you won't do this and you haven't done that. And it's like, well, I still think we've got some decent players. We won on Saturday. Can we do it again? But it can't be more important to Shrewsbury than what it is to us. That's one thing that we've sort of reiterated quite a lot to the players today.
That's all for me. Thank you.
Just on that, Michael, I mean, is that a big thing you'd be looking for? Because, you know, you've referenced Northampton a few times. That was clearly a setback this season in terms of the approach of the team as much as anything, I think, from what you've said.
It's dealing with different types of football. ultimately we got beaten up against Northampton. So I think in the last four goals we've conceded, three of them have been from outside the box, which doesn't happen every week. So there's a little bit of whether that's bad luck that you've come against, or you know, well, no, four I think, because of the Birmingham game as well. So you had that one in chest volley. So, but I think we didn't deal with. We did when we were 3-0 down. It's too late then. You can't pick and choose your moments, and it's not a conscious decision. The players didn't go out and go, right, we'll wait till we're 60 minutes and 3-0 down. But it's don't wait for that shock. Don't wait for that moment. You know, we haven't, too many times we're having to make, whether it's taking somebody off at half-time or a little reminder every now and again, and it's like, well, we don't change shape that often. It's the messages are pretty much the same, and it's having that mentality of having that from the first minute one to minute 90, not ebbing and flowing. You know, the mentality has to remain the same.
And is that down to leaders on the field? I don't necessarily just mean the captain, just setting standards, you know, before you can even get to them at half time sort of thing.
Yeah, I think there's different types of pressures. I've referenced it a few times. It's decision making under pressure is difficult. And when you play for a big club, there's expectancy and there's pressure. So it's how do you deal with that pressure? And the one thing that at times in the season when the pressure's come on, we haven't been great with it. So that's what you're hoping, that your sort of everyday habits won't sort of kick in. So yeah, it's just reminders. I don't think we became a terrible team. We got beat by a couple of good goals, but the Northampton game was a reminder that if you do turn up like that, you will get beat. It doesn't matter who you're playing, at what level, you have to win your duels, you have to run hard. That's why the Reading game, you can accept the Reading game, because physically we were really good, started the game really well, just didn't have that moment of quality. But sometimes that happens. But as long as that's the reason you don't win, rather than a mentality and a physicality.
Yeah, does it feel like that side of it, whilst it's still as frustrating, is kind of easier to fix when you're on the sort of run you were before Barnsley?
It's never easy, but at least you can pinpoint a reason of a lack of quality and a lack of decision making, or the people making the wrong decisions, rather than, well, we're getting beaten up one week and then we completely capitulate the next week and then we never look for different reasons. I think in this little bit of run, it's been a lack of quality, and sometimes moving the ball too slowly, so we're getting sucked into, you know, possession. It's not possession we want, it's territory, and sometimes you have to keep the ball to draw them out. You know, I think we're good against the ball. I think we're really aggressive with against the ball. Well, we are aggressive with against the ball, but when teams give us the ball, we need to be better.
And is it about, say, normally Gareth Ainsworth's teams are quite physical, wouldn't be a surprise if they were on Tuesday. Is it about enjoying that sort of contest rather than sort of having to get through it almost?
You should be enjoying football. But it's the hardest thing in the world, winning a game of football. Well, it's not the hardest thing in the world. It's very hard to do. And that's why sometimes supporters get frustrated, because they'd love to be doing it. You know, they're paying their hard-earned money to come and watch something that they want to be doing. You know, I think I'm pretty certain every supporter that was there on Saturday would have given their right arm to be able to pull in the shirt on. And it's dealing with that responsibility, that our players have the privilege of wearing the shirt. And that's sort of pressures that they have to be able to deal with. But winning a game, one of the best feelings in the world is when you stood in front of them and they're clapping you off the pitch and there's 4,500 of them. That's the flip side to the pressure. It's easy to play in front of no one. So it's you know, they talk about pressure being a privilege and all those sorts of things. It's enjoy it, but every week presents different problems. Every game presents different problems. So no matter what they bring, Gareth's an experienced manager, and he's been at every level, in terms of his playing career and his managerial career. He's been at it a long time and he's been successful. And you look at their last run of games. They've picked up quite a few results. They've definitely picked up since he's gone in, and even the games when they have been beat, it's been by the odd goal. You know, I'm not. So we'll be fully aware of the threats, if they are physical. You know, Verdane Oliver, John Marquez, both big physical players. George Lloyd I had at Cheltenham, 5'8" but jumped 6'4". We need to be prepared. But if we turn up and we do things right, we think we've got enough to win the game.
And I guess like any job, like any walk of life, do you sometimes have to just remind people of the enjoyment level of it? Because, you know, if you don't have any pressure games from now until the end of the season, it'll be a miserable season. You want pressure games. You want to enjoy being in those moments.
I mentioned it to the players 2 weeks ago. There were some kids playing. Obviously, we've got the Astro at the training ground, and we have pre-match and a meeting at the training ground, and then travel over for it was before the Reading game. And I just said to him, look at these kids here. I think there was under 10s or 11s or something like that, just running around, enjoying themselves, not worried about how much money they're getting paid or if they're going to win or lose. Just love, because that's all they are. They're young people who are fortunate enough to now earn a good living out of doing what every child wants to do. And like you said, sometimes you do have to remind them that they're in a privileged position and enjoy it. Play with a smile on your face. Why would you want to play with the pressures of the world? But it is their job and it is their livelihood, so it's getting a balance out. So every now and again, just remind them, it's just a game of football. It's important, but it's not the end of the world. If you're going to get beaten, running around, enjoying yourselves.
Thanks very much.
Cheers very much, everybody.